Hello everyone, this is Victor with TrustRoading. Today's guest is Saravana Kumar, founder of Kovai.co. He'll be sharing everything he's learned from building and scaling his business to $10 million in ARR. We'll talk about team setup, measuring performance and success, innovation, AI, as well as some tips for founders who may be thinking that it's time to scale into multiple product offerings or would like to take a leap and bootstrap their business.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on the show. My name is Saravana Kumar. I'm a founder of a company called Kovai.co. So we are a B2B multi-product SaaS company. We started way back in 2011. I started as a single founder, fully bootstrapped. Still the company is bootstrapped. We haven't taken any external capital. And started off with one product, and for the first 5-6 years, we focused on that one product, and then we found opportunities and we expanded into building multiple products. Today, we are close to 300 people, and then we are focusing on three core products in the company. I am based out of London. The team sits both in London and majority of them in India, a place called Coimbatore.
What influenced your decision to bootstrap? Obviously, time has changed and the VC world today is not the same. Everything's changing rapidly, but how did you decide to go the bootstrapping route rather than seeking external funding?
I think every scenario is different. When I started back in 2011, I didn't make an explicit choice saying like, okay, I'm going to only bootstrap the company and I'm not going to take any external capital. The honest answer there is, I didn't know you can actually go and raise money. You know, like I'm coming from a technical background, and 10 years ago, no, not 10, it's 13 years ago, the investment or a VC ecosystem was not as vibrant as today. Like, you know, those days, it's only the funding is available only for a elite group of people. You need to be somewhere in San Francisco, or you need to have a network connection. And it's not like today's ecosystem is completely different. You know, today there are so many VCs out there. They're chasing good companies to invest in, and they're ready to. The whole ecosystem shifted. The speed at which today you can build products has increased significantly. A small group of, you know, 5-10 people can actually go and build something and compete with the large organizations. Today, the VC ecosystem is much more matured, but that time, it was not available. Like, you know, like it's not easy to raise money. That is one reason. And the second reason is, in my case, like since I mentioned, I got my first customer within 2-3 weeks. So basically, imagine you are a single guy and you got a customer and you got money, right? And it started coming, tickling one by one. So like I didn't scale like a crazy, like what some of the companies do now. I was one guy until we reached 30 customers. And then 5 people until we reached 150 customers. We're talking about real enterprise customers, and there's a lot of cash flow into the business already. And that helped me not even think about raising VC capital. And later, after a couple of years, you know, like I understood a little bit more about how the VC world operates. This business, the one I started initially, it's not a really like a fundable business. Because the VCs, when they invest in a company, they really want to have like a real large total addressable market. They need to see bigger exits. They're not that interested in, you can say like to some extent, like a lifestyle business. The lifestyle business could be, you know, $5-10 million in VC context. So they're not really interested in those kind of things. And there's no point really, you know, going and spending a lot of time convincing them. So I continued, carried on like in the bootstrap route, because the customer money started to come in, and we were conservative in terms of how much we are spending on the growth, and it all worked out well. It will come down to either two equation, right? Time versus money. It's either or, basically. When you are ready to put a lot of time, you don't need to need a lot of money. But you know, when you need to go fast and need to gain a lot of money, then you're fighting against the time. So for the first 7-8 years of the company, until 2019, we were very conservative. We were only like, you know, 45 people or something like that at 2019. Only after that, we scaled dramatically. So to answer your second part of your question, what is the advice I will give for when somebody is trying to start today? As I said, today, the market conditions are completely different. Today, anybody can build a product, you know, like thanks to all the cloud infrastructure, you know, like even they give a lot of free credits and, you know, going and starting building something is pretty easy. At the same time, because of this, the impact is it became very expensive to acquire customers. It's not that simple to acquire customers. Today, you can acquire in some organic channels, for example, you know, doing this kind of podcast and building some branding. Even this one, you need to reach a certain level to be participating in a decent podcast as well. Like, you know, nobody's going to give you a chance. Okay, I'm a young guy starting and I have like one customer. Nobody wants you in the podcast, right? You know, that's the reality. We need to accept that, right? So the organic channels are very limited. Okay, I can keep writing blogs and, you know, get customers. They're all going to take time. And today, the content marketing is too crowded for you to stand out in the content marketing space. That requires, even it looks like, I go write content and automatically start coming in my Google ranking and I'll get customers. Even to that, you know, it's so aggressive. You need to invest so much into the content marketing to get to a decent level or start ranking in the top level. So the bottom line is, you know, customer acquisition becomes very costly or very expensive. So you need to make a judgment call whether you can survive. You know, like, okay, I can build a product, but how do I get it to market? Do I have enough money to, you know, like acquire those customers? So you need to make a judgment call. And the second thing is, not all the products are actually suitable for bootstrapping. You know, like even within our company, we got three products. The BizTalk 360 is a perfect product for a bootstrap scenario because it's a very small niche. Microsoft themselves got only 10,000 customers. It's not a really big TAM. But they're really, you know, like a high-end customers out there, so that, you know, like there are not too much competition as well. Not too many players are interested in to come and play in this niche market. So that kind of helps you to be like a bootstrap. And also in my case, I was kind of like, you know, like a subject matter expert. I had a blog at that time, like which I was writing since 2004, before all this content marketing and all those things happened. So when I launched the product, I had like 10, 15,000 people reading the content every day. And that's a very targeted audience I have built over 6, 7 years time. So that helped me to just go to market pretty easily. It looks like an overnight success, but we are forgetting, you know, there was 7 years worth of investment before I started the company. But in my case, it was an accident. I would say it's an accident. I didn't really started writing blogs thinking I'll create a company one day. Because I was so passionate about the technology and I just wrote all these articles and I had some 800 articles on the particular subject. And even today, if somebody searches something BizTalk, you'll find one of my article guaranteed, you know, first 2, 3 links. So, you know, all these things, you know, worked in the favor. There are so many things, you know, like plain advice is, you know, like there is no one size fits all. Evaluate carefully, you know, like what are you going to do? Are you okay to spend, you know, long time organically growing slowly? Or if you know real good product market fit and you can convince a VC to put some money, you take it. So it is a pure answer is, you know, it's a case by case basis. You need to evaluate. Yeah.